Good evening, Utah. This is Bradley Vernon with the Utah Climate Center. We've got a pair of systems on either sides of the country, one hitting the Pacific Northwest right now, and another over on the Northeast, but back home in Utah, it should stay fairly quiet. For tonight, partly cloudy just about everywhere, with overnight lows in the 30s in the far north, mid to upper 40s down the Wasatch Front, and right around 50 for St. George. That system that's currently in the Pacific Northwest should start moving overhead, though it looks to be flattening out as it approaches the Beehive State. That'll limit most of the precipitation impacts, but you should have some overnight valley rain and mountain snow up in Cache County. By tomorrow, some patchy low-level clouds across northern Utah throughout the day, with clear skies down south. Temperatures quite a bit cooler than this afternoon, with maximums in the low to mid-50s across northern Utah, upper 50s for the southern Wasatch, and right around 70 in St. George. Friday brings similar conditions, with a slight chance for some scattered sprinkles across northern Utah in the early afternoon. A bit of a transition period, with temperatures holding steady. Past that, we'll start to warm back up near the start of next week, with little precipitation in the extended forecast as a large high-pressure system builds. I've got my eyes on a couple potential low-pressure systems a little over a week from now, so we'll keep you posted as those get closer in the forecast range. Thank you for listening. This has been Bradley Vernon with the Utah Climate Center.